escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Last week, we marked the 50th anniversary of the movie Jaws. But a renowned endurance swimmer says those images of the creatures have created some fear and disdain over these decades. Lewis Pugh is known for speedo diplomacy. His most recent endurance swim took place over 12 days around Martha's Vineyard to raise awareness of the shocking loss of shark populations.
They portrayed them as villains out to get us, out to kill us. And they're nothing of the sort. They are absolutely incredible animals, and they are essential for healthy oceans.
Let's talk about the variety of sharks.
Oh, there's a really big variety. And I mean, they live in every single ocean. So, you know, far up north, in the high Arctic, you get Greenland sharks, which live for an awful long time. Down even close to Antarctica, you get great white sharks, and everything in between. In every single ocean of the world, they are pretty incredible animals.
When it comes to this idea of, you know, fearing sharks, talk about how you approach maybe any interactions you might have as an endurance swimmer in respecting them and their habitat.
Yeah, I mean, I realize that when I get into the water and go for a swim in the sea, you know, I'm entering their world. That having been said, in nearly 40 years of swimming, I've only had a handful of encounters with sharks. A couple of years ago, I was swimming around the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa, and a big great white came underneath me, and it was enormous. And it, as quickly as it came, it completely disappeared. And then I did a swim across the Red Sea a few years back, and on two occasions I got out because there was an oceanic white tip that was coming towards me. But very few encounters in a career of 40 years.
Is part of that just being smart about how you are managing things in their environment?
Yeah, I mean, I think because you're going into their environment, almost respect them. I mean, these animals have been around since before the dinosaur. You know, they've survived 5 mass extinctions. These are absolutely incredible animals. But when I go in and I swim, I obviously have a boat next to me, and I also have a kayaker next to me. So it's not like I go into the middle of the Red Sea and I start swimming across the Red Sea all on my own and hope for the best. No, that's not the way I do it.
I'm curious, when it comes to the decline in the variety of sharks, I was really surprised at the figures that I saw in the information that was sent out from your foundation. Describe for our listeners that decline in population.
Yeah, the numbers are truly, truly shocking. So on average, globally, every day, 274,000 sharks are killed. It's really hard to get your head around that number. 274,000 globally on average every day. I mean, you multiply that over a whole year. What we're talking about is 100 million sharks killed every single year. It's complete madness. And obviously, it's completely unsustainable as well. We're pushing sharks to the edge of extinction.
How do those deaths occur? What's happening?
So most of it is commercial fishing. So this is largely for people in the Far East who are the biggest consumers of sharks, but also it's bycatch. So maybe the fishing company is trying to catch one type of fish, maybe tuna, and inside that catch they bring out a shark as well.
You mentioned how important they are for our ecosystem. What is the role of sharks in the ecosystem?
Well, I suppose the best way to explain that is by comparing them to a terrestrial animal. So for example, in the savannah in Africa, lions play such an important role. I mean, if you didn't have lions, the number of zebra and wildebeest and gazelle are going to multiply. They're going to eat all the grass and all the bushes. And very, very soon, you're going to have an ecological collapse. It's exactly the same in the oceans. Sharks keep the ocean in balance. Take them all out, and very, very soon you're going to have a watery desert.
Why is this such a passionate issue for you?
Because I've been swimming 40 years in the world's oceans, I've seen how they've changed, and I love the oceans. I feel passionate about it. I think that if we don't take action right now, we run the risk of these animals going extinct. And that'll impact all of us all over the world.
I noticed that you just had a very long swim around Cape Cod. Is that correct?
Well, so I swam around Martha's Vineyard, which is
Martha's
where,
Vineyard. Okay.
yeah, so this is where Jaws was filmed 50 years ago. So it ended up to be a really tough swim. It took me 12 days to swim around the whole island.
Talk about some of the risks that you take, not from sharks, but just from, the water itself to raise awareness of this issue.
I mean, this was a tough swim. In 40 years of swimming, I can honestly say this was one of the toughest swims I've ever done. And what made it tough was a few different things. Number one is a long swim, swimming for 12 days out there in the ocean. The second thing was the water was cold. I mean, it was just above 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And then the other thing which made it really, really tough was the fact that the first day was absolutely magnificent. Weather. The last day was magnificent, but then we had 10 days of storm. And so some days I was swimming and swimming and swimming and would cover barely a mile in the right direction. So it became very, very challenging. The other thing which was fantastic but had a big impact was that the media grabbed this story. I mean, this is the 50th anniversary of Jaws, and here's somebody swimming. And so I was doing interview after interview after interview. Your human mind is not so good at then suddenly getting in the water and turning off sharks. So throughout the swim, throughout the 12 days, you're thinking, about everything that which could be underneath you. And Martha's Vineyard now, the whole of Cape Cod has become a global hotspot for great white sharks.
My last couple of questions for you pertain to our listeners specifically here in the St. Louis region in the Midwest. Why should someone here who's not around oceans or seas care? Why should this matter to them?
I haven't met anybody who doesn't want to have a healthy planet. I mean, you'd be a pretty extraordinary person if you said, no, I don't want to have a healthy planet. I think all of us want to have clean air, fresh water, and a habitable planet. Well, if that is the case, then healthy oceans is a very, very important part of that. You can't have a healthy planet without healthy oceans. And you can't have healthy oceans without sharks. They're the main predator species. They keep the ocean in balance. You take out sharks, you don't have a healthy ocean. If you don't have a healthy ocean, you don't have a healthy planet. So you can be as far away as St. Louis from the ocean, it's still going to impact you.
That is endurance swimmer Lewis Pugh joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.